It's time for another Castle Country FYI right here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Miss Carbon County, Asia Breinhold. Asia, first off, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, let's talk a little bit about first you. I know your term, I guess, is the right word to use, right, is coming to an end as far as Miss Carbon County.
It is. It's been almost a year.
That's pretty amazing. It's probably been a very quick year for you.
It has been. It's gone by so fast.
Talk a little bit about your experiences and some of the things that you've picked up over the past year that will prepare you and have helped set you up for the future.
I think I've just grown so much personally in multiple different aspects with public speaking and getting myself out there. And I think that it'll prepare me in the future for job interviews because you interview at pageants. And also just I've become just a better version of myself because of having this title.
Now, you also just recently competed at Miss Utah as well.
I did. That was in June. And every Miss Carbon County has the opportunity to go and compete at Miss Utah.
What was that experience like?
It was a whole week long of a lot of exciting, fun things. But just being surrounded by so many women in Utah that have the same goals as you and that are so educated and well-rounded, it's really motivating and it's weird coming back.
Yeah. So I'm sure there are a lot of girls here in Carbon County that would probably gain a whole lot from picking up the experiences that you've had over the last year and a half or so. And that's what you're here to talk to us about because Miss Carbon County is coming up in October.
It is. It's October 22nd.
Now, what's your role with that?
So I will be there hosting the pageant, connecting with the contestants, just helping them out in any way I can. And it'll also be like my last... It'll be like my farewell. I'll be performing my talent for the last time, doing my final walk, stuff like that.
And I would assume that you would help anyone get prepared for it, right?
Yes,
as well.
If anyone needs anything or any help preparing, I'm willing to do that.
So what type of experience does a girl have to have in order to participate in something like this?
Obviously, it has to be something you want. If you want to be Miss Carbon County, just do it. We will help you get there. We will help you be prepared. We have workshops every Tuesday and Thursday with the contestants to go over interview, walking patterns. If you want to do it, we can make it happen for you.
Now, typically, how many participants do we have for a Miss Carbon County?
Last year, there were only four, but this year we're up to about six, but we're taking more. As many as we can have is ideal.
Now, is there a deadline for this?
There is, but... We'll take as many girls as we can.
Okay, makes sense. So it's a soft deadline.
It's a soft deadline,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to compete, we'll make it happen.
Now, if you need to get more information on this particular event, what's the best way to go about getting some of that?
Probably our Facebook page. That's how you should contact us. But all of the information about the organization, you can go to our website, MissCarbonCounty.org.
Now, alongside with you, we have Rebecca Taylor, who also works here at the radio station. Now, Rebecca kind of pulls double duty because she's also the assistant director, correct?
That's right.
The assistant director for Miss Carbon County. So how long have you been involved with this event?
Well, this is actually my first year being on the board of Miss Carbon County. I've had daughters who have participated in the Miss Teen program, the Junior Miss program. So I've been a part of pageanting for several years now, but this is kind of the first year I've been on the board.
So what would you say to a parent who maybe is on the fence about letting their daughter compete in a pet? Maybe it's the first time and their daughter has taken an interest and they're maybe on the fence. What would you tell parents?
I would tell parents to not hold them back. It seems overwhelming. Your daughter comes home and she says, I want to be Miss Carbon County. And she brings home a packet and you look at the requirements. And I know as a mom, you kind of start to panic just a little bit. Like, I don't know if you can handle this. We are there to help them every step of the way. It is not something that is overwhelming or hard. It's something that will challenge them in a good way. It's something that will help them grow and maybe push themselves a little bit over their comfort zone. But as far as getting the paperwork done and preparing to be on that stage, we will help them every step of the way. Even with their talent, that's kind of what I'm here for. You know, if they want to rehearse their talent, if they want to get some opinions. We'll do practice interviews with them. I mean, we'll get them ready. It's not something to be nervous about.
It definitely sounds like it's fun and entertaining, not only for you, someone that's in your position, but for the girls as well. More fun than stressful.
Oh, it's definitely more fun than stressful. Don't let it be a stressful situation. We can help them. It's not something to stress about. I know another stress with parents is sometimes they think, oh, I can't afford for my daughter to be involved in something like that. As far as expenses go, there are ways to take care of it. You can borrow dresses. You can borrow, you know, you can get through this without really putting a whole lot of money into it. It's not about if you spent $1,000 on your dress. It's about how you present yourself. So you can borrow, you can trade, you can, there's lots of things you can do to avoid that. And we'll help them with that too. I myself have a closet full of dresses, so it's open to anybody.
So, Rebecca, before I let you go, go ahead and give us the more information on how the listeners out there, anybody who is interested, can get involved or get some more information.
Okay, well, like Asia said, go to our website, MissCarbonCounty.org. We also have a Facebook page, so if you look us up on Facebook, all the information is on there. Our director has put on lots of different pictures of what they can use for their dresses, all that kind of thing, different videos to watch. There's all kinds of information on the Facebook page. You can call me directly if you're interested at 650-9900. I can get you the paperwork, whatever you need. We are getting down to, you know, I would say within the week, you've got to make a decision because to be prepared, we really need to get you going. So,
all right. Well, Rebecca, thank you for taking out the time. And Asia, thank you for coming in. Do we have something else as well?
I just want to add something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Part of your prize package, if you do win Miss Carbon County, is a $2,000 scholarship, not only to USU Eastern, but that's something that helped me a lot, is the scholarship money. It is a scholarship pageant, the same thing at Miss Utah. You can win scholarships for all sorts of things, not just winning, and also the attendants get scholarships as well. So.
Fantastic. So even more incentive
to
make sure you get involved. Asia, I do appreciate you coming in today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's been another Castle Country FYI right here on Castle Country Radio.